We're holding a daf chavav, and the Gemara tells us that holchei drachim, travelers, are patur from the sukkah. When a person's not at home, and he's on the way, he's patur from sitting in the sukkah. Of course, this can happen. Someone's traveling, they have to take an important trip, they have to maybe go somewhere on business, maybe it'll come up, they have to go, they're going traveling to be somewhere for Yom Tov. But many times what happens is, a person doesn't really have to go anywhere, but he wants to go for a pleasure trip. He wants to go on a Chol HaMoed trip. Maybe spend some time with the family, and they're going to go somewhere. And the question is, are they included in this patur of Hilchei Drachim? Are they also patur from the sukkah being that they're Hilchei Drachim? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and he says a very interesting point. He says that if you look in Rashi over here describes the Hilchei Drachim. Rashi says they went on the derech l'schera, on business. And Rav Moshe says, why did Rashi have to point out they went on business? They went wherever they went. It doesn't make a difference where they're going. Rav Moshe says, we see from here that the Hilchei Drachim are potter. The exemption of Hilchei Drachim is limited. It's only when there's a real need, a real tzarech. And the example Rashi gives is business. But if it's just a pleasure trip, if there's no real need, then, says Rav Moshe, you would not have the exemption of Hilchei Drachim. Now, many of the contemporary poskim, I shouldn't say many, a number of contemporary poskim say that nowadays, in certain circles, in certain areas, with certain people, Chol HaMoed trips became more of a need. More of, and we'd call it a need, but we'd call it something that it's not just a regular pleasure trip. Children are off from school, and families have an opportunity to spend time together. And therefore, it's more of a regular need than just a regular pleasure trip on a random day. And therefore, there would be maybe room to say that it would be included in the heter of Hilchei Drachim. But even with this said, there are a number of points made to be kept in mind for Hilchei Drachim. Number one is that we have what's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Hilchei Drachim are only potter while they're traveling. If they're traveling by day, they're potter by day, but they're still chayv at night. If they're traveling by night, and they're still chayv by day. So many times a person can be traveling, that doesn't mean that in all cases that when he reaches his destination, he's potter. From sukkah, many times even while he is traveling, but he stays at a hotel, he stays by a friend, he stays at a place overnight. In many situations, he would be chayiv in sukkah then. So it's not that someone just is going for a trip for the next 3 days, and wherever he's going to be, he's automatically potter from the sukkah. The second thing is that the Gemara tells us in Menachos that a person who has an ability to be mekayim a mitzvah, and even if he has, we'll call a legal loophole, how to get around that, but the fact that he's getting around the mitzvah, he's losing the opportunity to make the mitzvah, is something that Chazal very much frowned upon. And therefore, we don't want to have that in over here, that it should be in any way that this is what's going on. Sometimes there really is a need, but in many situations, there's maybe a person doesn't have to get out of being able to mekayim the mitzvah. The other point is that nowadays, even a person does want to go on a Chol HaMoed trip or something of the like, many times a person can go, number one, to a place that has a sukkah. People even can take along a sukkah with them. They can set up a sukkah there. Baruch Hashem, it's made in, nowadays there are sukkahs that are made in a ways that's much easier to put up, and a person could take care of that. Also, many times a person, depending how long he's going for, could set it up that what he's going to be eating in those places on his trip is things that do not need a sukkah. If he does that, then even if he does not have this patur of Hilchei Drachim, either way, he won't have a problem because he won't have at least an isser of eating outside the sukkah because he's not eating things that have to be eaten in the sukkah. So again, even though there are cases where even a person traveling for pleasure may be included in this exemption of Hilchei Drachim. However, not always is it a great idea, and many times there are ways to not have to come on to this exemption.